Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Honza Černocký and I serve as co-chair of this ICASP. It's my great pleasure to welcome you here and tell you about the program of this morning. Let me present you the people on the podium. Petr Tichavský, Aleš Procházka and myself are the co-chairs of the conference. And Petr Tichavský will present the general chair's message after I am finished. I have also the pleasure to welcome our technical program chairs, Alejan van der Veen and Jonathan Chambers. Alejan will shortly introduce the technical program. IEEE Signal Processing Society is the organizer of this conference, and it is tradition that IEEE SPS awards are presented in this ceremony. Therefore, it's my pleasure to welcome the following important IEEE officers: Moskavech, IEEE SPS President, John Treichler, IEEE SPS Vice President, Awards and Membership, Al Hero, IEEE Director of Division 9, and Tariq Durrani, IEEE Vice President, Educational Activities. The ceremony will be run by John Treichler. The last person at the table is Alex Acero from Microsoft Research, and Alex will present the IEEE Spoken Language Processing Student Grant. ICASP is a forward-looking conference, but let me take the opportunity to devote its 2011 edition to the memory of a remarkable person. Frederik Jelínek was born in Czechoslovakia in 1932, and as the leader of IBM Speech Recognition Group and later professor at the Johns Hopkins University, he is considered the founder of statistical speech recognition that is dominating the domain and is widespread everywhere from research labs to commercial products. Fred had close links to the Czech speech and natural language processing community, and after 89, he was the man that helped us in getting back to the international context. He was on the organizing board of this ICASP, and we were looking forward to hear his critical remarks pronounced in his loud Czech-accented English here in Prague. Unfortunately, he suddenly passed away last September, so please join us in making this ICASP a tribute to his work. Thank you. This is closing my introductory remarks, and Petr Tichavský will continue with General Chair's message. Petr, please.
Thank you, Honza. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the organizing committee, I welcome you to ICASP 2011 in Prague, the capital of the Czech Republic. It is an honor and privilege to host the world's most prestigious technical conference in the field of signal processing, organized by the IEEE Signal Processing Society. This year, the conference is attended by some 2,063 experts from 58 countries from all five continents. Not on-site registered participants are not counted here. Thank you all for coming. Your presence confirms that it is meaningful to organize such major events despite of several challenges, such as carbon dioxide production or potential threat of dust from a volcano or increased cost compared to smaller events, to name some of them. The main profit is that with your help, we have put together an excellent technical program, which includes 14 tutorials, 12 special sessions, and 13 expert summaries. They should provide an perfect opportunity for people to meet together and share their knowledge and inspire each other. In recent years, ICASP has been held in notable cities such as Las Vegas, Taipei, and Dallas. Prague continues this pattern as it is not only a modern city with well-developed infrastructure, but also a city rich with cultural and historic treasures. It has many buildings and cathedrals which represent masterpieces of architecture from earlier times. Prague is also known as a city of music, namely classical music. So we have tried to give you an opportunity to sample this heritage as at our social event, which will be held in the Joffin Palace. For those who might not appreciate classical music, we also have a jazz band at the event. Those who have not yet bought a ticket can still do so at the registration desk. Now, it is my pleasant duty to thank my colleagues in the organizing committee for their hard work, namely Honza Černocký and Aleš Procházka as general co-chairs, Ale Jan van der Ven and Jonathan Chambers as technical program chairs, and everyone else who have helped, but there is not enough time to mention. Second, I must thank our partners, namely Nuance and Texas Instrument for their support, then the Office of Naval Research and IBM Research for their donations, for Student Best Paper Awards, and support of student attendance for of tutorials. And and we thank to all exhibitors for joining us. Finally, we thank all authors, reviewers, and technical area chairs for their work. I wish you all to have enjoyable and memorable stay in Prague and hope you find ICAST 2011 both informative and stimulating. It is my pleasure now to invite Ale Jan van der Ven to the microphone to present overview of technical program of our conference.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Prague. Well, after you've seen all these pretty pictures, I'm sure you want to go now downtown and see all the things in real life. So it's my duty now to convince you to stay inside here and enjoy all the technical talks. So let me show you a little bit of what we're going to have here in ICAST. For the regular program, we received this year a number of submissions that's probably as high as ever. It's about 3,000, and it's 5% more than last year and 10% or 12% more than 2 years ago. The acceptance rate was slightly below 50%, so we have about 1,500 papers in the regular program. If you've never been at ICAST, then let me tell you a little bit about what we do here. It's a very broad territory. Approximately 30% of the submissions are in speech and spoken language and audio and acoustic processing. We have maybe 25% of image processing, video, multimedia, bioinformatics, bioimaging, information forensics, and security. Perhaps 20% is covered by signal processing for communications, array processing, another 20% by theory and methods, including machine learning, and the rest of the submissions are in design, implementation, industry, technology, and education. Country-wise, the USA still dominates, although Europe as a whole is bigger than that amount. And Asia is growing significantly. Number two, in fact, in submissions is China, and number four is Japan. Well, the regular submissions to form the core of the program, they've been arranged in parallel sessions, with on each part of the day 5 lecture sessions and 9 poster sessions running in parallel. The lecture session will be down on the registration level that is behind here, and the poster sessions will be one level up, where was the exhibition, a bit beyond that. Okay. Now something about the special features of the program. First of all, we have 4 plenaries, the early in the morning. The first one will be immediately after the award ceremony, just in a moment. And I will not list all the titles of the plenaries, because you can find them in the conference guide. We have 12 special sessions ranging from finance, medical imaging, etc., to secure signal processing and smart grids. These are lecture sessions running in parallel with all the other lecture sessions. We have had yesterday 14 tutorials and some industry workshops, again spanning a wide range of topics, musical signal processing, kernel adaptive filters, etc. These were pretty well attended. I think we had over 650 attendees yesterday. We also have show and tell sessions, and these are like poster sessions but with interesting hardware demonstrations. For example, you can listen to real-time reverberation for hearing aids. These sessions are next to the poster sessions, and at any time there are two demos running in parallel. And the program is not really integrated with the lectures and the poster session in your program, so you have to look in the front part to see which show and tell sessions are running at each moment. I'm happy to announce a new feature, or perhaps not so new, namely the expert overviews. These are sessions where each of the technical committees present the latest trends in research which they observed in these areas. We've had these sessions in Munich some 14 years ago and in the year after that, but since then they were absent. Well, this time the setup is a little bit different. They're scheduled during lunch breaks and they're not summaries of the conference, but they're visions of what is coming now and in the future. Each technical committee generally has two experts that give the presentation, and it's supposed to be interactive, so you can correct them if they're wrong or if they forgot to mention you. These sessions will start tomorrow during lunchtime, and the overviews will be published later in the Signal Processing magazine later in the year. Finally, something on the awards and grants. Well, there will be many awards later on. These are Signal Processing Society awards, but we also have some conference awards, ICASP awards, and these are student paper awards for the best student presentations. And after pre-selection by the technical committees, a small committee from the conference has identified the five best papers. And they're listed in the conference guide in case you want to look which papers they are, but they will receive the awards tomorrow during the banquet session, tomorrow evening. Well, I'm very happy to mention that the Signal Processing Society has decided to use part of its resources to help students and other participants from low-income countries to be able to travel to the conference. In total, there are over 50 such travel grants, so it's quite a significant number. Finally, I'd like to thank the technical committee chairs for their help. They've really done most of the work in coordinating the reviews and putting together the program. Thank you. We'll now switch to the award session, so I invite John Treichler to the podium.
Good morning, ladies, gentlemen, colleagues, and friends. My name is John Treichler, and I'm the IEEE Signal Processing Society's Vice President of Awards and Membership. It's my great pleasure to attend ICAST with you this week. The general chairs, Petr Tachovsky, Hasna Chernovsky, and Alex Prohaska, and their amazing team have assembled an excellent program for you. It's my privilege to host the IEEE Signal Processing Society's award ceremony. With me on stage today, to my right, to help present the awards is the Society's President, Mas Cave. We have a lot of people involved in today's ceremonies, as you will see, and we'll need to move quickly, so I'm counting on you folks in the first couple of rows to move quickly. We have a plenary coming later, which I'm sure you don't want to miss, but we want to make sure that all the awardees get their attention as well. So if you'll respond when your names are called, I would appreciate it. The first awards being presented today are the Society's Best Paper Awards. This year, six are being presented, honoring the authors of papers of exceptional merit dealing with topics related to the Society's technical scope and appearing in one of the Society's transactions. The prize for all the paper awards is $500 per author and a certificate. As I call your names, please come forward to receive your award. The first award goes to Selu Liu and Hani Farid. I think neither of them are present. Their paper is Steganalysis Using Higher Order Image Statistics, published in the IEEE Transactions on Information Forensics and Security in March 2006. Our next paper award goes to Tulai Adali, and Hua Liang Li, Mike Nove, and Jean-Francois Cardoso for their paper, Complex ICA Using Nonlinear Functions, published in the IEEE Transactions on Signal Processing, September 2008. Our next award recognizes Dmitry Maliatov, Mujdat Sitin, and Alan Wolski for their paper, A Sparse Signal Reconstruction Perspective for Source Localization with Sensor Arrays, published in IEEE Transactions on Signal Processing, August 2005. The next awardee is Stephen Thomas Smith for the paper Statistical Resolution Limits and the Complexified Kramer-Rao Bound, published in IEEE Transactions on Signal Processing, May 2005. And who says we are not flexible? Our next award recognizes Jeremy Morris and Eric Fossler Lucier for their paper, Conditional Random Fields for Integrating Local Discriminative Classifiers, published in the IEEE Transactions on Audio, Speech, and Language Processing, March 2008. The next awardees are Hiroyuki Takeda, Sina Farsiu, and Paimon Milenfar for their paper, Kernel Regression for Image Processing and Reconstruction, published in IEEE Transactions on Image Processing, February 2007. And I think that's it. The IEEE Signal Processing Society celebrates young engineers, and we continue that this year in our next awards. The Young Author Best Paper Award honors the author of an especially meritorious paper who is less than 30 years of age at the time of publication of the paper. This year, there are six such awards. Our first awardee is Kostadin Dabov for the paper co-authored with Alessandro Foy, Vladimir Kotkovov, and Karen Igazarian, entitled Image Denoising by Sparse 3D Domain Transform Collaborative Filtering, published in IEEE Transactions on Image Processing, August 2007. Our next awardee is Xinhua Ling, for the paper co-authored with Corinne Richman, Junichi Kamaguchi, and Renhua Wang, entitled Integrating Articulatory Features into HMM-Based Parametric Speech Synthesis, published in IEEE Transactions on Audio, Speech, and Language Processing, August 2009. The next awardee is Karthik Nandakumar for the paper co-authored with Anil Jain, Sharath Pankanti, entitled Fingerprint-Based Fuzzy Vault, Implementation and Performance, published in the IEEE Transactions on Information Forensics and Security, December 2007. The next award recognizes Jeffrey San Antonio for the paper co-authored with Daniel Furman and Frank Roby entitled MIMO Radar Ambiguity Functions, published in the IEEE Journal of Selected Topics and Signal Processing, June 2007. The next awardee is Doc Soon Pham for the paper co-authored with Abdelak Zubir entitled Analysis of Multicomponent Polynomial Phase Signals, published in the IEEE Transactions on Signal Processing, January 2007. The next awardee is Liang Sun for the paper co-authored with Matthew McKay and Shi Jin entitled Analytical Performance of MIMO Multichannel Beamforming in the Presence of Unequal Power Co-Channel Interference and Noise. Got that? Published in the IEEE Transactions on Signal Processing, July 2009. The next award is the IEEE Signal Processing Magazine Best Paper Award, honoring the authors of a paper of exceptional merit and broad interest in a section relating to the Society's technical scope and appearing in the magazine. As you know, the magazine is received by every member of the Society, is prominently rated in the Journal Citation Index, and has itself won a number of awards. This year, we are proud to present the IEEE Signal Processing Magazine Best Paper Award to King Zhao and Brian Sadler for the paper, A Survey of Dynamic Spectrum Access, published in the IEEE Signal Processing Magazine in May of 2007. There is one more paper award, the IEEE Signal Processing Magazine's Best Column Award, which honors the author of a column of exceptional merit and broad interest on a subject related to the Society's technical scope and appearing in the Society's magazine. We're proud to present the IEEE Signal Processing Magazine Best Column Award to James L. Flanagan, a name you might recognize, okay, for the paper entitled Parametric Representation of Speech Signals, published in the IEEE Signal Processing Magazine, May 2010. A special note on this matter, Jim, who, as you know, is a plank owner of this society, couldn't join us today, but asked that his great appreciation be conveyed to all of you. Congratulations to all of our paper award winners today. Now we will present the Society's major awards. First, the Meritorious Service Award, which recognizes dedication and effort and contributions to the society. The award is a plaque and a certificate. This year, there are two awardees, Linshan Lee, would you please come forward? It is our pleasure to present you with the Meritorious Service Award for extraordinary service to the speech and signal processing for communications communities. The second award goes to Nikos Sideropoulos. Please come forward. Okay. It is our pleasure to present you with the Meritorious Service Award for dedicated service and leadership in the field of signal processing for communications and networking. The second major award is the IEEE Signal Processing Society Technical Achievement Award. The award consists of a prize of $1,500 per awardee, a plaque, and a certificate. This year, the Society recognizes the technical excellence of two of its members, Axelos Katsagakoulos. Sorry again. Okay, please come forward. For outstanding contributions to the fields of image and video processing. And Jose Mura, please come forward, for fundamental contributions to statistical signal processing. The Signal Processing Society Education Award honors educators who have made pioneering and significant contributions to signal processing education. This can include writing of scholarly books and texts, course materials and papers on education. It may also include inspirational and innovative teaching and creativity in the development of new curricula and methodology. This year's awardee definitely fulfills the latter criteria. The award consists of a plaque, a monetary award, and a certificate. This year, the Society recognizes Rich Berenuk for founding and promoting Connections, a website to develop, use, and share free educational content. The Society's most prestigious award is our IEEE Signal Processing Society Award. It honors outstanding technical contributions in a field within the scope of the Society and outstanding leadership in that field. The award consists of a plaque, a certificate, and a monetary award of $2,500. It is my honor this year to present the Society's award to Martin Vetterly. Okay, for fundamental contributions to signal processing theory, technology, and education.
Good morning, everybody. So I have the distinct honor to be able to say a few words. So first, I would like to thank all my friends in the Signal Processing Society to make this happen. As you can guess, this is a social network, and so it works. So it's, of course, an extreme honor here to receive the highest honor of the Signal Processing Society, which is my hometown for my technical work. What I would like really to do is to dedicate this award to all my former and current PhD students with whom I had great pleasure to work, and thanks to whose work I'm actually here today. Thank you very much.
It is a social network. Martin and I have known each other for almost 40 years. It's a scary thing. Oh, and a wonderful thing, I should add. Okay, as most of you know, the IEEE has a category of awards known as the Technical Field Awards. They are typically created through the efforts of an IEEE society or council and recognize an area that is within the scope of that society. The IEEE Signal Processing Society worked with the IEEE to found the IEEE James L. Flanagan Speech and Audio Processing Technical Field Award. The Society sponsors the award. I would like to welcome up to the podium Al Hero, the IEEE Division 9 Director, and Tariq Durrani, the IEEE Vice President of Educational Activities, to present the IEEE James L. Flanagan Speech and Audio Processing Technical Field Award.
Thank you, John. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Director Tariq Durrani and I are very pleased to be here today to represent the IEEE Board of Directors in presenting this IEEE James L. Flanagan Speech and Audio Processing Award. The IEEE James L. Flanagan Speech and Audio Processing Award is sponsored by the IEEE Signal Processing Society and recognizes outstanding contributions for the advancement of speech and or audio signal processing. Today we're honoring Julia Hirschberg, who's a professor in the Department of Computer Science at Columbia University, New York. Dr. Hirschberg is being recognized for pioneering contributions in speech synthesis and prosody research. Julia Hirschberg is an innovator in building viable computational models of human prosody in speech synthesis. Her goal has been to make human-computer interaction in spoken dialogue systems more natural and effective. She was one of the architects of the tone and break indices, also known as TOBI. This system labels human prosodic contours that are used in many text-to-speech systems and widely used in prosody research. Initially used for intonational description of standard American English, TOBI has been extended to other languages, and Dr. Hirschberg has also pioneered work in emotional and deceptive speech on audio browsing and retrieval research, both in techniques to improve audio search and to make search engines, that is, audio search engines, more usable. Dr. Hirschberg is an IEEE senior member. One of the endorsers for this award writes, in terms of prosody modeling, she was among the first to build usable computational models of human prosody based on knowledge of human speech and language processing and real data. Her work has had strong influence on most of the current work in this area, being applied in many or perhaps most speech synthesis systems. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in congratulating the 2011 recipient of the IEEE James L. Flanagan Speech and Audio Processing Award, Julia Hirschberg.
While not a formal part of today's ceremony, I would like to take just a moment to recognize Dr. Robbie Madan, a longtime member of the Signal Processing Society, who happens this year to be the winner of the IEEE USA's Harry Diamond Award. Robbie, if you're in the crowd, I'd appreciate it if you would stand for just a moment. We'll give you a round of applause. Being presented for the first time this year is the IEEE Ganesh Ramaswamy Memorial Student Grant. The Ganesh Ramaswamy Memorial Student Grant Fund is sponsored by IBM and honors the memory of a former member of the society, an IBM employee who died in 2008. Ramaswamy was manager of the Conversational Biometrics Group in the Language Technologies Department at IBM Thomas J. Watson Research Laboratory in Yorktown Heights. He was a member of the IEEE Speech and Language Technical Committees. To be eligible for this award, candidates must be pursuing a degree at a university. The fund will support the recognition of an outstanding paper by a student in the technical area of speech or language recognition. This year, the recipient is Andrej Glimbek from Brno University of Technology in the Czech Republic. You can find full information about the title and co-authors of his paper in the 2011 ICAS webpage. There are two students who need to be recognized today. They are the recipients of the Spoken Language Processing Student Travel Grant. The grant is funded through the generosity of Weidong Wang, Alex Asiro, and Xiaowen Han. The proceeds from their book funds the grant. The basis of the grant award is excellence of a paper submitted to ICAST and is provided to assist the student recipients in attending ICAST to present that paper in person. I would like to welcome Alex Cicero to present the IEEE's Spoken Language Processing Student Travel Grant. The recipients this year are Nancy F. Chin from the MIT Lincoln Laboratory, Lexington, Massachusetts, and Asaya Asay, IDEP Research Institute in Switzerland. You can find full information about the titles and co-authors of their papers on the webpage as well. Today, we also recognize those individuals who are members of the IEEE Signal Processing Society who have been elevated to the IEEE Fellow as of the 1st of January, 2011. When I call your name, if you'd step forward, I would appreciate it so everybody can see you. In 2011, the IEEE elevated 49 Signal Processing Society members to Fellow. Okay, if you would not mind, please hold your applause until the end. As you can see, we have a number to go through. I'm going to read each name and also the contribution that was identified in the citation. Mohammed Abdel Motaleb, Coral Gables, Florida, for contributions to biometrics, content-based image and video retrieval, and digital mammography. Mark Bell, West Lafayette, Indiana, for contributions to signal design and processing in radar and communication systems. Shuvra Bhattacharya, College Park, Maryland, for contributions to design optimization for signal processing. Holger Bosch, Berlin, Germany, for contributions to signal processing and multi-user wireless communications. Wayne Burleson, Amherst, Massachusetts, for contributions to integrated circuit design and signal processing. Jonathan Chambers, Loughborough in the UK, for contributions to adaptive signal processing and its applications. Marco Ciani, Bologna, Italy, for contributions to wireless communication systems. Pak Chung Chin from Hong Kong, for leadership in engineering education and accreditation. Ajay Devakaran, Princeton, New Jersey, for contributions to multimedia content analysis. Imad Ibani, Minneapolis, Minnesota, for contributions to ultrasound temperature imaging and dual mode ultrasound. Elza Erkip, Brooklyn, New York, for contributions to multi-user and cooperative communications. Montsef Gabuj from Tempur, Finland, for contributions to nonlinear signal processing and video communications. Mark Gales, Cambridge, UK, for contributions to acoustic modeling for speech recognition. David Jesper, Sophia Antopoulos, France, for contributions to multi-antenna and multi-user communication theory and their applications. Maria Greco, Pisa, Italy, for contributions to non-Gaussian radar clutter modeling and signal processing algorithms. Arun Hapapur, Yorktown Heights, New York, for contributions to video indexing, video search, and surveillance systems. Robert Heath, Austin, Texas, for contributions to multiple antenna wireless communications. Visa Koivunen, Aalto, Finland, for contributions to statistical signal processing and for multi-channel signals and sensor arrays. Ying Chan Liang, Singapore, for contributions to cognitive radio communications. Johan Paul Lennartz, Eindhoven, the Netherlands, for leadership and security with noisy data. Taewon Lee, San Diego, California, for contributions to independent component algorithm analysis. Xiping Li, Beijing, China, for contributions to the advancement of image and video coding. Patrick Laughlin, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, for contributions to time frequency analysis and non-stationary signal processing. Weiying Ma, Beijing, China, for contributions to multimedia information retrieval. Rainier Martin, Bochum, Germany, for contributions to speech enhancement for mobile communications and hearing aids. Steve McLaughlin, Edinburgh, Scotland, for contributions to statistical and nonlinear signal processing techniques and communications systems. Nasir Memon, Brooklyn, New York, for contributions to media security and compression. Asoke Nanda, Liverpool, UK, for contributions to signal processing and its applications. Hermann Ney, Aachen, Germany, for contributions to statistical language modeling, statistical machine translation, and large vocabulary speech recognition. Christoph Parr, Bochum, Germany, for contributions to cryptographic engineering. Eric Potier, Bretagne, France, for contributions to polarimetric specific absorption rate. Susanto Rahaja, Singapore, for leadership in digital audio and signal processing. Philippe Salambier, Barcelona, Spain, for contributions to region-based image analysis and mathematical morphology for compression and indexing. Anna Scaglione, Davis, California, for contributions to filter bank precoding for wireless transmission and signal processing for cooperative sensor networks. Lawrence Samar, Richmond, Texas, for leadership in digital signal processor architecture development. Andreas Skolka, Menlo Park, California, for contributions to statistical language modeling, automatic speech recognition, and understanding and automatic speaker recognition. Ahioko Sukiyama, Kawasaki, Japan, for contributions to speech and audio signal processing. Kibin Sun, Singapore, for contributions to multimedia security. Mei Young Sun Wu, Suwon, Korea, for contributions to multimedia and communications. Isabel Trancoso, Lisbon, Portugal, for sustained contributions to speech technology, especially in the provision of research in and resources for the Portuguese language. Michael Trott, Palo Alto, California, for contributions to wireless communications. Vinay Vashampayan, Florham Park, New Jersey, for contributions to error-resilient compression systems. Anthony Vetro, Cambridge, Massachusetts, for contributions to video coding, three-dimensional television, and multimedia adaptation. Narayanan Vijay Krishnan, University Park, Pennsylvania, for contributions to power-aware systems and estimation tools. Emmanuel Viterbo, Rende, Italy, for contributions to coding and decoding for wireless digital communications. Li-Chung Wang, Hinchao, Taiwan, for contributions to cellular architectures and radio resource management in wireless networks. Min Wu, College Park, Maryland, for contributions to multimedia security and forensics. Sholin Wu, Hamilton, Ontario, for contributions to image coding, communications, and processing. Fan Gang Zin, Irvine, California, for contributions to metrology techniques for electromagnetic compatibility. Congratulations to all of you on your extraordinary achievement.